Hey everyone, I'm Jessie Johnstone.
And I'm Marie Froese. We are two curious people always talking to each other about ways to improve our health, keep our relationships strong, be better parents, and keep ourselves feeling confident.
If we aren't talking about the latest and greatest beauty procedure or how to handle a situation with our kids, we're messaging back and forth about the latest current event.
To help us work through all the noise and ensure we are becoming our best, most informed selves, we discuss a new topic with an industry expert every week on the podcast.
Every topic is on the table. There is no TMI in this space.
Good morning, Jessie.
Hi, Marie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm excited to be here with you.
Are you?
I am, as always.
Okay, so excited. This is our first episode of Tell Me More podcast. And this episode is all about Tell Me More about Jessie and Marie.
It is. It's an introduction to our listeners of us, the hosts. And we're going to go through some questions together and hopefully give everybody an impression of both of us.
Do you want to tell everyone about how we met and how this podcast came to be?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I heard you on a podcast, on the Prep Talks podcast in 2017. And I looked up the date of our first email. I emailed you after that. That was July 2017. And you were on there as a personal trainer, talking from your perspective as a personal trainer. And so I hired you and we became friends from there.
Yes, we did. Then in September, Jessie messaged me asking if I wanted to co-host a podcast with her, which I was really honored about because I've always told Jessie she needed to start a podcast because she's so informed. And she's just a good communicator and does a lot of research about everything, whether it's like politics or celebrity gossip. If anything happens in the news from any of those topics, I text Jessie and I know that her response will be very informed and well-researched.
Except for the other day when I was freaking out because Kanye got banned from Instagram and you're like,
that's old news.
That happened yesterday.
And that's old news. That's 13 hours late, Jessie.
Yeah, sorry. But thank you. I feel the same about you and I'm excited for us to do this podcast together.
Yes. And so many of you are messaging us asking, okay, what is Tell Me More about? Do you want to tell our listeners what the podcast is going to be about?
Tell Me More podcast is really those conversations you have at the table with your friends or your partner about those things in life that we all want more information about. So maybe it's about things you're fighting about over parenting or you're struggling with parenting or beauty procedures, aesthetic beauty or plastic surgery, and you're talking about it with your friends or you're thinking about it and you maybe don't want to make that appointment yet with a doctor, but you want more information, those kinds of things. So the conversations we're all having, just getting that expert advice, that expert opinion on.
And that's the key word is expert advice because there's so much noise out there and there's so many opinions about every topic. And we just want to get rid of all the noise and talk to the experts who have done the research, who have put in the work to find out some facts about whatever the topic is that we're exploring. So there's so many awesome topics that we're going to be diving into. And we're so excited to tell you more about that. But before we get into it, let's get to know Jessie a little bit more.
Oh, I'm going first. Okay.
You're going first. I'm going to ask you some questions. So, Jessie, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself, your background, education, family, your life, your life story?
There we go. Born here. We're in Langley, British Columbia, which is just outside of Vancouver. So I was born and raised here. And I have obviously mom and dad and have a brother. And I went to university. I did a Bachelor of Arts with a major of psychology at Simon Fraser University. Then I went on to work at a golf and country club as a sales and events manager, mostly planning weddings and golf tournaments, selling memberships. And I actually left there because I couldn't get pregnant. And they had determined with all the things that you go through when you can't get pregnant that it was stress.
Which sounds crazy, what stress can do.
It sounds ridiculous when you're stressed from that job, but I was doing like 70 weddings a year and I don't remember how many thousands of rounds of golf and you know, I took it really seriously. And so anyways, a month later, I was pregnant. Then when my son was born, my dad asked me to come work for our family company. That's an electrical contracting company. And so I went to work there. We ended up buying it from my parents, my brother and another partner and I. So that's what I did for 15 years. I just left last year. So a huge life change for me. Yeah. And I have two children from my first marriage and then a son and from my second marriage. And I have a husband and an ex-husband and three children. Yeah, I think that's I mean, that's me kind of in a nutshell, I think.
Okay. How would you describe yourself and how do you think your friends would describe you?
I would describe myself as fairly serious. I think I'm a true Gemini, so I can be very serious, but also very immature. Like, I was laughing at something on Instagram last night and I was like, you should not be laughing at this. This is so childish. Hardworking. I love helping.
Yes, you do.
Yeah,
I love, you love helping people.
I love helping. And how would people describe me? I mean, I think hopefully honest and genuine, a good friend.
Yeah, you're very loyal.
Loyal.
You're so sweet and kind. I feel like you're actually interested in people's lives.
Oh, yeah.
When you talk to people, you're really caring.
I'm interested in everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks. And you don't take yourself too seriously.
Oh, gosh, no, I couldn't.
That's one of my favorite qualities in a person.
Oh, like, yeah.
Someone that doesn't take themselves too seriously.
No, I'm like always doing the dumbest stuff. So I don't have that luxury. Yeah.
Okay, so what are some of your personal interests? What keeps you busy other than like work and family?
Well, I grow flowers. I have a little flower farm. So I guess that's something else I do. I have a little flower farm. I did the florette course on how to cut flowers a few years ago, 2019. So this is my fourth growing season I'm going
into.
That
went by so fast.
I know. It's because of COVID. We lost those years. It's like, yeah, they didn't happen or something. Well, they did happen, but yeah. So actually I was figuring out this morning, it's my fourth year. So I have over, it's probably about 3/4 of an acre of flowers, thousands of flowers
insanity.
Every summer. Yeah.
And she's so talented.
Oh, thank you.
You're my florist.
Yeah. Yeah. Design is not my specialty. I am a grower, but I love making bouquets and it's just a passion of mine. I just love it. I love flowers. So that's probably, I spend a lot of my time doing that.
That takes a lot of time.
It does.
I can't even like upkeep my tiny garden, as you know.
Yeah, no, it's a full gig, but yeah, I love it. So I do that. And then I try to wake surf in the summer. I'm not very good, but love doing that.
I think you're good.
I can get up.
I've seen pictures. You look like you know
what
you're doing.
I can get up and stay on for a while, but I'm not doing 360s or anything. But yeah. I love to do that. And I ski and, you know, but that's me.
Sporty
girl.
I
love being outside.
Yeah. What is a life experience that has shaped you?
This is a hard question. Even knowing I was going to get this question, this is a hard question. I haven't faced a lot of adversity in my life. So I think probably my first marriage.
Yeah.
And just realizing that this was not where I was supposed to be. And then.
And you were pregnant when that happened, right?
Yeah. I mean, what happened was, you know, you're in the marriage and you're realizing. I think I was a late bloomer. I think I was really late to grow up. And I think that when you don't face a lot of adversity, sometimes that can be the case.
Right.
And I'm, you know, I'm just very fortunate. I was very loved and by my parents. And anyways, you just, you know, you go into things, something and you think, oh, love will get me through.
Yeah.
You know, that's all it takes. And a marriage is so much more than that.
Yeah.
And so I guess realizing that, making the decision. And as you said, I actually found out I was pregnant with my second child after the decision was made.
Right.
And then, yeah, becoming a single mom. And I say that with a little bit of hesitation because I was a single mom that had a very involved and still is wonderful ex-husband, wonderful parent to my two older children and lots of support from family and resources. I had a great job. So it makes it quite different to say, you know, single mom from the situation most people have as a single mom. But yeah, a lot of growing through that time for sure.
And can you tell me something that you've learned from being a business owner? You've been a business owner for 15 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, not a business owner the whole time. I can't remember. I think it was 2013. We became the owners. What I learned from being a business owner, probably, oh gosh, so many things, but what I can kind of think of it kind of carries over into everyday life is that when somebody comes to you and tells you something, this includes the staff will have an issue. They'll hear something is there's always more context.
Right.
You need to get a full picture of a situation. So I'm quite a feisty person. And so I'd hear something and I'd be like, you know, what the hell is going on? Like, why did they do that or whatever? And what I learned is like, whoa, stop. Okay. What's going on here? Who else do we need to speak to? What's all the information for the situation to really determine what happened and how we can fix this? What's the solution to
whatever's going
on?
Honestly, as a business owner, you're kind of like a mommy to everybody. It's like the amount of like conflict resolution you have to take care of is something you never really think about when you're starting a business.
No, it's constant. The last couple of years, I was the health and safety officer at our company. So I was certified in health and safety. I think it's called the CSO. And so I was constantly dealing with, for 13 years, very high stress things.
Yeah.
And constant issues and different problems. And then there's the human resources side on top of it. So it was very, very high stress. And we did actually have an accident at one point. And when you say, I can't actually talk about it without crying, so I won't get into it too much. But when you say it's like parenting, I really do felt like all of our employees were like kids, even though they're, in our case, mostly grown men, a lot of them older than me.
Yeah.
We're responsible for them.
Yeah.
And so there's a health and safety aspect. And then there's just the human relations aspect of everybody getting along and keeping everybody happy. So yeah, it is like having kids in a good way.
Right. And now, have your stress levels come down a lot, significantly?
Oh, I've changed as a person.
Yeah. From networking.
Yeah.
And what is something you've learned from parenting that is carried on to the rest of your life? Or to the rest of your life?
I think the perspective that everything is a stage.
Right.
So, for example, like when you're a new mom, and the baby's not sleeping and you're just like sleep deprived. I was sleep deprived we've talked about this. None of my kids, three kids slept through the night till after they were one.
That's so sad.
And I'm
That's
fine.
Horrible.
And Ray was like, what do you mean? And I'm like, I hired sleep trainers. Like, I did all the things.
No.
But, you know, you learn this is going to pass. They're, you know, for the most part, they're all going to sleep through the night. They're all going to reach these milestones. And you're going to get past it. Something new is going to come.
Yes.
Something challenging always comes. But with any significant change in life, I guess this is what I took from it. With any significant change in life, whether it's you're adding a child to your family, whether you're changing jobs, if something big is going on, there are going to be bumps. And if you know that when they come, you go, okay, this is not great. I don't love this, but it's normal. How are we going to get through it? And
totally.
I think that's a big life lesson.
Yeah, that's a good one. So moving on to something a little bit lighter, we are both so excited about this podcast and we spent so much time thinking about different topics and guests. Which episodes are you most looking forward to?
I think probably this is in no particular order. Parenting, you know, I have children that age from 7 to 16 at this point. So we're right in the devices. We're dealing with devices. Ugh. So, you know, I think everybody appreciates feedback on what age people should get devices, when they should go on social media, allowed to go on social media. We disagree on this subject. Should you be checking your child's phone?
Yeah, we went at it just debated it.
Yes.
Last week.
Yeah.
Because I am all about having access to my kids' phones and social media, and I'm going to be watching everything they do like a hawk, but probably without her knowing. Maybe she'll know. Yeah, she'll know. She'll be more careful. And you are all about trust.
Well, no, I think the key there is if you're going to tell your child, I'm going to check your phone, then that's fine.
Yes.
Because they know. My issue is their right to privacy.
Right.
And when I was growing up, we didn't have devices. I'm 45. We didn't have devices. And so, you know, I could have phone conversations with my friends. My mom wasn't listening in on my phone conversations.
Yes, but there's so much more happening on social media right
now.
No,
I know. Oh, trust me.
I know, you know.
I have a teenager.
Yeah. Okay. We'll get into that another time.
But yeah, so some of that stuff.
So parenting, what else?
Aesthetic medicine. So what's new in injectables? Well, you know, I'm a fan of Botox.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of filler. And yeah, I want to know what's the latest and the greatest.
Yes.
And at my age, when is it too much? When should you, you know, start thinking about something else like a facelift? Is there a, you know, a point where it's bad for your face or your body?
Right. We're both really excited about that episode because there's so much misinformation. And also there's such a spectrum of people who like some people who have Botox and filler, like J-Lo, who looks incredible and natural. And then there's some people who they have so much filler that their face just looks flat. And so asking the expert, okay, like what's the difference between the two? Are there treatments that you can do that aren't filler that will give you the same look that is better for your skin? So many questions.
Okay. And it's so crazy that you brought up J-Lo because we had this conversation about a fitness person yesterday and you were like, they've had so much plastic surgery. And I was sitting there going, no way.
Yeah.
No.
That person, to be honest, I'm shocked that you can't see it because that's very obvious.
Even with J-Lo, do you really think she has that much stuff in her face?
I don't think she has that much. I think it's not about having that much stuff. It's going to the best, like the experts in filler, the experts in Botox. And there's also so many other treatments out there that aren't surgical that you can get done to your face that can achieve that look. Like you don't age like that. I'm sorry, but that's crazy. There has to be something else. The other person we talked about looks very obvious that she's had work done.
Oh, I disagree.
I'd have to look at before and after.
I don't even want to say this person's name because it's just mean, but yeah, 100%.
What other stuff? Hormone stuff. Obviously, turning 45, I'm very concerned about menopause and I don't know anything about it. I've just recently been able to say the word because it's just so upsetting to me.
It's daunting.
It is. I'm like, what does it mean? Am I going to change? Like, I feel like I'm just going to lose myself. So that's ridiculous. I need to get a grip. I need to get informed. I need to find out. How can I prepare for it? Yeah. What do I need to be doing? So that kind of stuff. And then I'd say, you know, sex and intimacy. I think that sex is such an important part of relationships. And I think it's something everybody struggles with. And I know I saw something the other day about our infants are ruining our sex life. And I was thinking, well, just wait till you have a teenager and they're up all night long walking all around the house.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. It's at all stages. The kids are like aware of what's going on. Like,
oh, shoot.
Yeah. So it's always something. And did you watch the Goop show? What was it called?
Yeah.
Sex, Love, and Goop.
Yeah.
And I always think about that couple, Joy and Mike, I think their names were, and she was 62.
Oh, yes. Oh.
And yeah. I always think about her saying, you know, sometimes I just want to watch my show. I just want to be left alone. And I thought, me too, Joy. Yeah. And you're 62. Like, get your erection away from her, Mike. Lay off. Like, geez. I wanted to get involved in that situation.
That's so funny. Okay, lots of good episodes to look forward to. Okay, we're gonna shift gears a little bit now, and we're gonna do a rapid fire.
Oh no, we won't do rapid fire. We're gonna do just quick fun questions. We're not good at rapid fire. Rapid fire is not our strength.
Yeah, but I thought today we would be good at it.
Okay, we'll try.
Okay, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Favorite food?
Italian.
Favorite show?
I mean, right now, Euphoria, which just ended.
Dream vacation spot?
A yacht vacation.
Guilty pleasure?
Celebrity gossip for sure.
Salty or sweet?
Salty.
Wine or vodka?
Vodka, baby.
We did so good at that rapid
fire. We actually did. That was our best ever. Good. Congratulations to us. Okay, so your turn now.
My turn.
Yes. So tell me about Marae. Who is Marae?
My name is Marae Froese, and I am Egyptian. I was born in Egypt. I immigrated to Canada when I was only 2 months old, and I grew up just outside of Vancouver with my parents, and I have two older brothers. And I studied psychology in university. I also studied human kinetics. And while I was in university, I started a personal training business. I just started personal training people on the side because I was so passionate about exercise and health and what exercise can do for a person. And that's when I met my husband, Dallas. And we've been married for almost 10 years now, which is crazy. And we have a daughter, Evangeline, and I'm actually just over 6 months pregnant, having another baby girl due early July. And I have a fitness studio. I'm trying to remember what's interesting about me. I own a fitness studio called Reward Fitness. It's a boutique fitness studio in Fort Langley. Just had its third anniversary. We made it 1 year, and the next day, COVID lockdown. So it's been a really fun, interesting, challenging 3 years. And I think, yeah, that's the gist about me.
Love it. How would you describe yourself?
I think that I am a dynamic person. I feel like I'm like two people in one. Like I can be both outgoing and extroverted and bubbly. And then I can also be very serious and type A and controlling.
We're very similar that way.
Yeah. And like to be by myself. So I think as I get older, I appreciate and value my alone time a lot more. But I think I'm definitely a people person, and I like adventure, and I'm a planner. I just like to do stuff and keep busy and have things in life to look forward to.
Yeah, you're a doer for sure.
Yeah.
How do you think others would describe you? The same way?
I think the same way. I think I hope my friends would say I'm loyal. I think people that meet me would think I'm just like so extroverted and super social. And would get that impression and not really recognize how much I actually do love my alone time and how much I'm in my head.
Yeah. You're go, 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 but you do love to take that time, which is such an important thing to do.
Yeah.
Personal interests. What else do you do besides work and family?
I love exercise, which I feel like as you get older, that kind of changes. Like I used to spend 3 hours in the gym every day just on myself. That's obviously very different now being a business owner and a mom. But I love just to move my body. I love being outdoors and hiking and snowboarding and travel. And I also love cooking and beauty and shopping.
Yeah. The fun thing.
I like spending money. Travel, shop, eat.
That's awesome. We when we talk about these things, I realize how similar we are.
Yeah.
Okay. So what is something like the life experience that has really shaped you?
I think there's just two major hiccups in life that stand out. The first is, you know, my journey to having my daughter and being pregnant. This is my eighth or ninth pregnancy. And I only have one daughter and I'm pregnant right now. So I've been pregnant quite a number of times and have had many miscarriages. And I also had a stillbirth before my daughter was born, which was just the absolute worst thing I've ever experienced in my life. And I'm such a like logical person. So even when I was experiencing it, I was like, "Hey, Marie, get a grip. You didn't know this baby. Like, you know, you never held this baby," whatever, but it was just so traumatic.
As I'm over here trying not to cry.
Yeah, it was horrible. It was just the worst. So that was a big one. But then Evie was born. It just made me adore her and cherish every moment with her even more. And I honestly can say, like, I don't take a moment for granted. I'm obsessed with her. And so that's a big one. And then some of you kind of may, if you follow me on social media, you may have kind of know this already, but after Evie was born, something triggered my body where it started shutting down. And I had insane chronic hip pain to the point where some days I couldn't walk. Actually, many days I couldn't walk. If I did walk, I had a horrible limp. Like I was dragging my leg off the ground. And so having a fitness studio and being in the fitness industry, that sucked because I couldn't even exercise, couldn't hold my kid, and honestly could hardly walk.
And chronic pain.
But like my life is movement. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if Dallas and I were going on a date or we're just taking Evie out, everything that I did was centered around how much walking is there. What's the seating going to be like? It was all consuming and it was horrible. Honestly, with chronic pain, it's just insane. And I did absolutely everything to figure out what was wrong. Saw every specialist, every treatment that you can think of, PRP, everything.
You were always going to different people doing everything.
Oh, every single day I had hours of appointment and spent thousands of dollars. And then I found out, or someone alluded that they thought maybe it was my implants that were causing this pain because I tried absolutely everything. So in September, I had my implants taken out and my hip pain went away instantly. And I was also able to get pregnant and not miscarry. So that's another, we'll just talk about it a little later about how insane breast implant illness is and how it affected my life. And we're going to interview a surgeon. But yeah, those were probably the biggest things in my life.
Yeah, those are huge, both of them. Okay, so next question. I'm just trying to like grasp all of that. It's like very emotional. Those are really big challenges. What is something you've learned from parenting that carries over into the rest of your life?
Oh, that's so hard because I feel like every moment is a lesson.
Yeah. And you still got, you're with a little, you've got a little one still.
Yeah. I really like what you said about your lesson and that everything is a season. I'm not going to copy it. I think that's so true. And if you can have that attitude in parenting and in life, it just, everything doesn't feel as heavy and intense, right? But I think patience, I think if there's one quality that you need as a parent, it's patience and also intentionality. Because everything you do, especially, I don't know, it's probably in your stage too. I can speak for myself, my daughter's 4, and every single thing I do has to be intentional. And from what I feed her, to how I discipline her, to how I communicate and teach her new lessons, and also how I like correct her. It's constant. Like if you want to have a polite kid, they don't just wake up one day and they're polite. You're intentional about being like, okay, say please, say thank you, say sorry, like nonstop. And you sound like a broken record. And that's you trying to shape your child and also help them be the best person they can be. So I think even in life, I think sometimes we just do things and we're not intentional about our actions or how we communicate and how we treat other people and the decisions that we make, and we just do. And I think it's a really important and wise thing to be more intentional. If, okay, I really want to, you know, have deeper friendships. What does that look like? Well, you have to start being intentional with your friendships. If I want to be more successful in business, you have to be intentional about maybe waking up earlier or having more time to plan and strategize.
I love that. It's about being accountable.
Yeah, exactly.
If you want to have a great kid, no, really, like a polite child,
yes,
a child that knows how to be healthy, then you have to be accountable to that you're teaching them and what's your behavior like and what are you doing?
Exactly. And I think I just hear so many people kind of just say, oh, you know what? They're going to grow out of it and it's just, they'll figure it out. But here's the thing. I know a lot of adults who have never figured it out. It's not like every adult I know is like a high functioning human being who is like accountable for their actions and kind and considerate. No. Right?
Well, they need a foundation to be able to figure it out.
Yeah, you need to. That's life. You have to learn. Some people don't learn from experiences and some people do. And that expectation that everyone will just kind of figure it out. I don't really necessarily agree with that.
No, I agree with you. They need to have a foundation. You need to have skills. You need to have examples that you can follow.
Yes.
So that you can make smart choices.
Someone told me, a friend of mine told me something that really stuck out to me a couple of weeks ago about parenting. And he said one of the best things you can do, and he's a father, he has three kids, with your kids and how helping them be the best person they can be is by you becoming the best person you can be, because your kids learn from you. You're their mirror. And so if you can be accountable to yourself and honestly look in the mirror and say, I'm so happy with who I am and my character and how I treat others and how I approach life, then that's the best teacher you can give to your children, is them just learning from you. But if you're unhappy and if you treat others poorly, then that's going to reflect on your kids.
No, for sure. I totally agree with you. I also have a thing we don't have to get into it about. When people want a parent, just like how their parents parent, I'm like, our job is not to copy our parents. Our job is to take the good things and to be better.
I don't know very many people who do that, though, who want a parent like their parents did.
Oh, you don't ever hear, well, we were kids. This is what we did. And it worked out. I'm like, did it work out?
I feel like that's what our parents say. Oh. But not any of, but any of our friends.
I'm quite a bit older than you. What about from work? So being an employer, what kind of
I think you just don't realize and recognize how much a business owner does. That absolutely every decision falls under your guidance. And like, if you want parts to move, you kind of have to help those parts move. I don't know if that goes into how that goes into life. I mean, it's kind of like being a mom running a household.
Oh, for sure.
Taking care of kids. If you want things to happen, you have to do it yourself. And there's so many moving parts that it's like you're operating a business at home. I think that's the biggest thing from business that I kind of realized was all the little things that you don't want to do, they exist.
For sure. And when you are in that position, when it's not like a huge corporation where you have a million people to delegate, you're doing it. You're doing the groundwork. It's 24/7. You're taking the alarm calls at night. You're doing all of the things all of the time.
Yes. And some people are so awful. Like in the sense of like, they don't treat, like I'm kind of in, what do you call it? Service industry-ish?
Yeah, for sure.
Service industry. And they don't treat you like a human. Like sometimes the way people talk to me or what they ask of me, I'm like, what is happening? Like, anyway. Yeah. I don't know if that's a life lesson. Is it? It's just something I learned that I didn't know before going into my
business.
Well,
it's great perspective.
Yeah.
I think that anytime you can live an experience, it creates appreciation for other people that are doing it, right?
Yeah, totally.
What of the Tell Me More podcasts that we're going to do are you most looking forward to?
This is so hard. There's so many. Like I touched on earlier, I'm super excited to interview my surgeon, who's one of the best surgeons in Canada for explant surgery. So that's taking out implants. And I just want a really informative episode where we can ask him the nitty gritties of, okay, how many of the explants that you have done, how many actually experience relief? What are the biggest symptoms from breast implants? What's science telling us? What is it doing to your body? I know you have breast implants still and you feel fine. So what is the difference between the two people who feel fine and don't? Anyway, that's something I'm really excited about. I actually read an article that said if you were younger and had allergies.
Oh.
your body's more likely to reject implants. I did not have allergies, though. So I developed allergies after I had my implants.
Yeah, I think that's going to be such a great episode. And yeah. I think so many people are going to be really appreciative of it. Yes,
because I think there's so many symptoms of having breast implants that no one really knows are connected to the implants. And so it's always like the last puzzle piece when you're experiencing pain or different symptoms. So that's one I'm really excited about. I'm also looking forward to our episode on gut health, because I feel like we talk about this. I feel like all my friends experience some kind of gut issue, whether it's bloating or intolerance of some sort. Like everyone's celiac, everyone has a dairy allergy, low sex drives, hard time sleeping. So I want to talk to Dr. Naomi Damian about, okay, when we go see a naturopath or we're trying to get testing done to see if we have any gut issues, which tests are actually accurate? Because there's so many tests out there, and you just spend so much money on figuring out different treatments. And I just want to ask her the hard questions of like, okay, what would you recommend for treatment? What tests are accurate? What can we be doing and taking in our supplement regimen that will protect our gut? Anyway, so many questions. I think parenting is also a topic I'm interested in, and discipline in particular. So how do you discipline
a three-year-old
yeah. or even like a one-year-old, honestly, going to a 16-year-old, like does grounding work? Do you ground your kids?
No.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm not a super great person for, I actually shouldn't say that. I have grounded before. Yes, I have. I have done that. I don't know if it's the best thing to do though.
Yes. So I want to ask the expert, because I don't know either. I mean, Evie's been waking up at night a lot and coming into my room, and I'm so over it. And I thought about it today, being like, can I threaten her and say, if you come into my room in the middle of the night, I'm going to cancel your birthday party. Is that a horrible thing to do?
Would you actually do it? Well, then don't do that. You can't ever say something you're not actually going to do, because then you're just a joke, right?
I know.
They're going to be like, please.
She's lady. Too young to go, please,
oh,
lady.
Oh, she will before you know it. They always do things before you anticipate.
Shit.
It has to be something. I'm just going to say something, and I'm a very lenient parent.
What?
One day she's not going to be coming into your room anymore wanting to sleep with you.
Jesse, I am having a baby in 3 months.
I know, but I beg my older kids, like, why don't you sleep with mommy? That sounds weird, but like, why don't you just come and we'll have a sleepover?
I totally get it. But the problem is that I can't fall back asleep when she comes into my bed.
Okay.
And I get it, because I like falling asleep with her. Like I tell Dallas, I'm like, leave her in my bed. I like falling asleep because we hold hands. But she comes back into my room in the middle of the night and then starts kicking. She's like, you guys are too close to me. And she starts kicking us. And I just,
okay,
I'm enough. Pregnant. I need to sleep.
I know. And the need for sleep is real.
And I have a newborn. I don't want her coming into my bed. Like,
no, you're right. It's for everybody's best interest. I'm sorry.
I forgive you.
Those moments pass and then you never get them back, and it kills me.
I know.
It just kills me.
Okay. That's all for now.
Well, I love it. I'm excited about all those things too. Okay, so let's do our rapid
fire. I suck at this. You're better than this than I am.
Favorite food?
Grape leaves.
And that's something your mom makes, but we won't talk about
Egyptian
it.
Food.
Okay. Favorite show?
The Office.
Dream vacation spot?
South of France.
Guilty pleasure?
Chocolate.
Salty or sweet?
Right now, salty.
Wine or vodka?
Tequila.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
A margarita or straight up?
Margarita. I love spicy margarita. I'm pregnant right now, so I'm just craving a spicy margarita. But I could do straight up if it's good tequila.
Okay.
It just doesn't make you feel sick.
Okay. Love it. Well, thank you. This has been great.
Yes. Thank you, Jesse. And we're so excited for you to learn more about us, ask questions about different topics that you want to explore on the podcast. So if there are any topics that you all want to learn more about, please DM us. Do you want to tell them where they can find us on Instagram?
At TMM. Is it about? I'm forgetting. I'm not going in front of me.
At TMM about podcast. Okay. And DM us. Ask us questions. We're so excited for you to come on this journey with us.
Yeah, we're really excited. So thank you for listening. And again, and then we're going to have you like, rate, and review too. So stand by for all of that.
All right, talk soon. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to today's episode. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something new and helpful.
We'll see you next Thursday. And in the meantime, be sure to rate, review, and follow along on your favorite podcast app.
And tell us more about what you want to hear on the podcast by sending a DM to our Instagram at TMM about podcast.
Chat soon.
Ha ha ha!